new chapter, the connection between two huge tzaddikim, Shmuel Shapira and Rabbi Yitzchak Bender, which were two different opposites, completely different. Shmuel Shapira, as you realize in the book, very silent. He never spoke out to the Torah. Whatever he knew, and he always tried to hide himself. Rabbi Yitzchak was the opposite. Whatever he knew, he taught. And he knew a lot. And he taught always. And he always convinced others to talk. Don't keep it in. Teach it out. Shmuel Shapira, for some reason, I mean, no one knows why. Never said why. He took it with his secret up into the grave. Didn't say why. He never wanted to speak. And even like we said, when they asked him to speak in the rest of Shul, Zash Lishid, when each one, not as a rub. One time he speaks. He used to take it to Temoran and read it with no, either with no flavor at all, or he used to be like that. So that's how it was. And maybe it's like always we'll see the connection. The connection between them started already at Tavshin Tes, 1949. Huh?
Ones that pull
out, are in the Shinah,
and
the ones that
fall
in, are Emesh. The ones that fall in, are Emesh. Why do
we write
this
now? It's a Translate. No, forget it. It's
confuse people.
Yes. Kabbalistic things. I learned it today and I didn't know what it is. I didn't know why it's called this. I understood that these are the letters.
If you want to tell me something, I'll bring it with me and we can sit together
all the time. It's in the Tikkun Leshvus, right? That's part of the first,
yeah. But you know.
Yeah. So for 40 years, right, more than 40 years, until Shmuel Shapira was nifter, and then Rabbi Yitzchak was nifter a few months later, they had a very strong connection. They respected each other very much. Now, even before they met each other, they heard about each other. And before the war, Rabbi Yitzchak was thinking to come to Eretz Yisrael or whatever. So they heard in Yerushalayim that he's coming, so maybe he was going to come. He didn't come, he came after the war only. And Shmuel Shapira said, oh, finally a true Oved Hashem is going to come from Uman and teach us how to serve Hashem in the right way. And the whole time until he waited for him for years, he was always talking about it, and we're waiting for this tzaddik. He never met him, but he heard about it. Levi Yitzchak Bender. And also Levi Yitzchak, when he was still in Uman, like he told the children, immediately when he told Shmuel's children when Shmuel was nifter the shiva, that immediately when he came to Israel, he wanted to meet Rav Shmuel, but he couldn't. You know why? So Shmuel was in Jordan. I remember the captivity, so he had to wait a few months until Shmuel was released. At a point of that year, when Shmuel Shapira was released. Immediately, Rabbi Yitzchak went to meet him, and right away, Rabbi Yitzchak saw him. He said, "Oh, that's how a true Yirei Shamayim has to look." So, and Rabbi Yitzchak once said that when I came to Yerushalayim, I saw a lot of Groisei Olech Yidden, a lot of Jews with Yirei Shamayim. When I saw Rav Shmuel, I saw a Jew from Uman, even though he was never in Uman by then. So, a Jew of Uman, Amash, like the Ovdim in Uman. And Shmuel also used to sit, he used to treat, first of all, Rabbi Yitzchak Bender was much older than Shmuel. Tell you how many year difference? 76, 86, a little bit more. 18 years. He was 76 when he was nifter, and he was 93. They died the same year. So 76 and 93 is how many years? 16 year difference. That's what they were, 16 year difference. And he used to treat them like his Rebbe, and like he's a student. He used to sit in front of him like that in his classes and listen to Rebbe Yitzchak Mendel to every word. You saw them both, right? You used to see him Shmuel sit by the chair. I don't recall.
I saw him a few times.
Both. I mean, just look at you, right? Because he saw them. When I was never Nifta, I was only 4 years old. And I
most fair was a standard for one of my sons.
Yeah, you told me.
At the
end of his life.
Was at the Pidgin event.
At the Bechol.
Yeah, the same one.
Top! Here and there, when Rabbi Yitzchak used to recall and say all kinds of stories of the Oivdim and Uman, so Shmuel used to always look up to Shammai and like, when am I going to get there also? And Rabbi Zev Frank, the grandson of Shmuel Shapira, Rabbi Shmuel used to tell him all the time, anything with Breslev is Rabbi Yitzchak. You have any questions about Breslev? Ask Rabbi Yitzchak. He knows it all. Here, it says here. And the same thing happens, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, even though he was older than him, Shmuel was 16 years older than him, he always used to give him a lot of cover, and call him in very important names. At the end of his life, Shmuel was very, very sick, but every Erev Rosh Chodesh, he went to Meron, everyone knows, every Erev Rosh Chodesh. And his wife, Rabbanit Freida, Zichrona Levracha, she was just nifty a few years ago, 7-8 years ago. She wanted him to stop because he's dying. No, he's at the end of his life. So she asked Rabbi Yitzchak. She went to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, tell him not to go. So he told her, we can't interfere with Shmuel's avoda. We can't interfere with him. He's and also he told her, my opinion is that his avoda is going to Meron is giving him more health and not taking it away from him. If you cannot go, you'll die. He needs to go.
When he was traveling, so he was safer. It's simple. Chumash, he used to take the Chumash.
Who's this?
With Shmuel. He used to run a few times with him. He was always, I'm a young guy, I was a young kid, and he was an older guy, and he was sitting and learning, you know, people get tired on the trips, and he was sitting and learning, and those dogs, yes. He was sitting
on the step.
He was with the stepper.
You went to the valley?
No. I didn't know. I saw him, he was sick.
What year did he come here, Desert?
First time I came to the Breslev is 7 years.
Oh wow.
I walked in, it's funny, I was learning in Sanhedrin at Bar Yerushalayim. And we learned more about brachas, about the three different marches at the beginning of Kippur. So I don't know, I woke up at Chatzos. I didn't know about Chatzos, but I woke up at Chatzos. I said, I'm going to check it out, let's see if I can hear something happening with a few watches. And they said, oh, Jesus, we're in the Gemara, so maybe it's happening. And I walked, and I didn't know where I was going. And I ended up in Meisharim. And everything was like, it's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And everything was shut down. And it was like one building, there was lights on upstairs and noise coming out. So I'm going to go up and check what's going on up there. It's happening at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I went up there and Shmuel Shapira was saying,
Yeah, yeah, then Chatzot wasn't big, not like today. Today a lot of people are going to Chatzot. It's Kolilin, it's this, it's that, but it used to be nothing.
No. They didn't have the shul, they didn't have heating, they had a tunnel, which was enough. One of these old rooms.
Yeah.
And they sealed it off underneath the old desert, I mean, it's still the desert, but the other side's the. And they sealed it off with a wooden thing,
Yeah, I guess that's what kept it a little bit warm, insulated. Very interesting. Wow. Beautiful. Good. I'm going to have to hear from you more stories. I mean, you were here. We weren't here at the time. The story was with Shapira and stuff. Top, stay down. What time is it?
2:28.
Yeah, you still got time. Yeah.
26,
you got 5 minutes. 4 minutes, fine. Yeah, you know they had a big machlagis between them regarding where do you do the kibbutz on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel said you go to Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai, and Rav Levitzer said you stay in Yerushalayim. And they never talked about it. They always used to come back. I daven for you in Meron, and Rav Levitzer used to say, "Rav Shmuel, I daven for you over here." And they used to very respect each other very much. It wasn't a machlagis. Two different opinions, fine. Yeah. When the important people of Breslev used to go and ask the Levitzer like important questions, so he used to say, we have to ask the Tzaddik. So they say, who's the Tzaddik? Who's the Tzaddik? Rav Shmuel's the Tzaddik. You have to ask the Tzaddik. That's how Levitzer used to refer to Rav Shmuel Shapira. He's a big Tzaddik. You know that Rav Shmuel, when he was Nefter, he wrote in the will that he doesn't want anything on his matzeva, just to write Reb Reish with the thing on top, Shmuel Shapira, and ask him Levi Yitzchak if I considered a breast of a chassid, and then he could write that was a breast of a chassid. So that's what they did. They asked Levi Yitzchak. He says, if not him, who was a breast of a chassid? And at the bottom of the matzeva, he asked not to write anything on his paper. So if you understand that, it's not just a pasha yid, it's a big tzaddik.
They're very near each other.
Yeah, in Aronuchas, the Chelkas Breslev. Yeah. I wish I knew that. Stay though. I'll stop over here, because it's a new thing.